Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Because she had maimed it slightly, it was slower. It was unable to move, so I was able to reach down, catch it by its Emer. Little silky tail.
Oh, Emer, you are just, I don't understand.
Welcome to Emer and Esther's Sunday Roast with Emer and Esther.
I'm Emer MacLysett.
And I'm Esther O'Mordonahue.
Emer and Esther's Sunday Roast with Emer and Esther is a podcast not just about carveries, but the carvery friends we've met along the way. The cabbage tonger, the tiny roast potato scooper, the baffled deli man in Castlebar. We've all been mutually and consensually touched by the experience thus far. Pass a hanky.
Every Sunday, like 2 billionaire monarchs, we travel the length and breadth of Ireland in a golden carriage, / Emer's Nissan Duke, crowning carveterias and roast poriums with our words and awarding them potatoes out of potatoes, as only two queens of the roast can do. So, with all that said,
3, 2, 1,
let's roast!
One of these days we'll harmonise.
I like your biab.
Thanks.
Wasn't that a stressful experience you said last week?
It was a stressful experience. There was a change of shift halfway through. I had already explained what I wanted. Then there was miscommunication. Look, if it was a visual medium, I'd show you. They're pale purple with acid yellow dots.
They're lovely. Okay, so Emer, any news?
I do have news. I have mouse news.
Emer has the cutest little notebook.
I have just the word mouse written down. That's my big news of the week. I have a cat. People typically think cats are for like removing rodents from your home and kind of saving you and, you know, doing a bit of work. My cat, her only experience with rodents exclusively has been to bring them into the house from outside. Mm-mm. Now, she hasn't. This is an animal that's afraid of the wind. So let's not be thinking she's out doing a lot of hunting or anything. Sometimes you just get a feeling by the way a cat comes back into the house that they've got something. Mm-hmm. And of course, I could see her little mouth was gathered around a little small, creature. Long-tailed friend. And as soon as she was in, she came in through the window and shattered in her mouth. And she was kind of hunched over and she was like, oh, I am a beast of the savannah. And I was like, you're an idiot.
You've been
she
on the
came
same circular road.
And I was like, don't drop it. Don't drop it. Don't. What did she do? She dropped it. And what did it do? It scuttered away. Esther is starting to quake already. Luckily, I am okay with mice and rats. I mean, I don't want to be living amongst them, but I'm not terrified of them. A spider now, if she came in with a spider in her mouth, I'd be like, burn the whole place down and her with it. She dropped the mouse and then couldn't find it again. So she just lost it inside the house somewhere and then whinged around the house for the next 2 days.
Emer.
While I waited for the unmistakable stench of a dead mouse to arise so that I could locate its body and give it a proper burial by hoofing it over the back wall. The smell never came, but yesterday, after, you know, a busy, rough day, I was tired. I was having a little lie down on my bed, some alone time with TikTok, and she came into the room. I didn't even look at her and I could just sense by her aura that she was coming back into the room with purpose. She jumped up onto my bed where I sleep. And just as I turned around to face her, what did she do? She opened her mouth and dropped the same mouse onto the bedspread. And I was like,
what is this mouse?
So it ran away. By the way, mice can very easily climb up vertical surfaces, is what I've learned. It got down onto the floor. It got kind of in under like a clothes basket. It was unable to move, so I was able to reach down, catch it by its
Emer.
Little silky tail.
Oh, Emer, you are just, I don't understand.
There was no other way of getting it out. Mm-hmm. Then to have it think I put it on the glass patio table where it immediately ran for the edge. And then I was like, the cat's going to get it. So I just, you know what I did? Oh God, I hope my neighbours, A, don't listen to this podcast and B, don't identify that I'm their neighbour. I put it into their patio. And it climbed vertically up the wall and vanished.
Oh my God. I saw that in your story yesterday and I was like, the mouse came alive in her pillow. I was like, what is this? That poor mouse is like been captured, released, captured, released.
Alive all the time. But I mean, a plucky little animal.
Well, like maybe that mouse has got a podcast and maybe this is going to be its story of the week.
I also went to the Cheeky Piglet, which is a funny name. The Cheeky Piglet. All right, the Cheeky Piglet.
Where's that?
It's a new breakfast / brunch joint. It's not a new joint. I can't believe it was that's creepy. No, it's a new. It's a breakfast place in lunch place in Dublin 8. It's just down from Fumbly.
Oh.
So if you go into the Fumbly, you go reverse. You go down to the Cheeky Piglet. The butcher is the going out with the person who owns it and girlfriend, waitress. I don't know what the whole story was. She gave us everything.
Gosh.
So there's a lot of stuff. So it's
like a rom-com.
It's very good. But it was in this cute little, like a little courtyard. I'd never seen it before.
What did you eat?
I panicked. I didn't know what I wanted. I went in for a full Irish, which is random.
Was it nice?
It was delish. It was gorge.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had a full Irish. But in more exciting news, we had Sophie's book launch during the week for My Hot Friend. Yeah. You were on the stage.
I joined forces with Sophie White and Louise McSherry.
Joined forces.
And yes. We were on stage at the Bernard Shaw in Phibsborough / Glasnevin. Mm-hmm. To talk about friendships and also to launch Sophie's brilliant new book, My Hot Friend, available now.
So yeah, that was a good launch.
It was a good event. It was good fun. I did get clamped, but look. You live and learn. Never again.
The other thing is, I wasn't on the stage. I was in the audience, but Sophie did talk about me and I was...
And she mentioned this very podcast and at least two people in the audience whooped. So hello, whoopers.
I was one of those whoopers. So okay, one other person. I was like, yeah, that's the greatest podcast. But Sophie was talking about, like, how you could say, asked how did you three meet? But then Sophie was like... Oh, let's pull Esther into this. So anyway, she told me about how did I get to know Sophie. Sophie asked me to go, as she said in the thing, went to go to this casual choir thing. And at the point where I was in my life at the time, the last thing I wanted to do was go and sing in a room full of strangers. But I went anyway because I was like, I like Sophie, you want to make friends. And when you're making friends as a grown up, it's like dating. It's awkward AF. Yeah. You have to do things you don't want to do. You just go, this sounds like an absolute nightmare, but I'm going. And then Sophie, and then met you.
Yeah.
And then and I've got a podcast, and now we're doing a festival.
Yes! We're getting free wristbands.
What a segue, Esther. What a segue. So yeah, just a reminder, we're going to be doing the Beyond the Plate.
We're playing Beyond the Plate at Beyond the Pale.
We're already planning outfits, and I don't know what's going to be.
You're going to wear a flower crown? You're going to wear a beaded fringe skirt.
Maybe, we'll see.
So maybe some hunter wellies.
We might have to.
It's 2011.
Maybe a little pair. We'll try, yeah, we'll do Alexa or Kate. We'll do the tiny little shorts. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Can you imagine?
Let's both show up dressed as Kate Moss at Glastonbury.
Okay, let's do it. Maybe I'll dress as Pete, what's his face? Pete Doherty or something like that. I'm going through this list of stuff I have here as well. Shout out to our hairdresser we mentioned nearly every episode, Lisa Zink, who's doing the Eurovision hair.
Yes.
She's giving great
exciting videos.
Yeah.
I'll be in to see her now in the next couple of weeks, so I'll get all the goss.
All the goss,
get all
yes.
The Eurovision
because
goss
you're we're getting some close friends info, which we can expand on in real life, but her regular stories are good also.
Before we get to our Insta sticker, yes. Just want to mention ko-fi.com, coffee.com, ko-fi.com/ Sunday Roast Podcast. Thank you this week to Kira Walsh, Louise O'Neill, author,
mm-hmm.
and Dagmar Doring.
Dagmar Doring.
For supporting us this week on Ko-fi Coffee. You can go there and buy us coffee if you want. Pledge a few euro just to support us if you enjoy the podcast. If you don't, then,
well,
just
why you listen?
Shite off.
Thank you. Go and shite. Okay, so Insta sticker. Emer does the Lordess's work by putting up the Insta stickers every week. And this week, what was our question, Ema?
Well, this is a hint at this week's main event.
A wingity woo.
We wanted to ask our listeners, what's your favourite supermarket?
Well, before we get into supermarkets, can I tell you that I once owned my own shop?
What?
Blink, blink, blink. In secondary school, me and my friends were like, you know,
run the tuck shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And we'd go to Musgrave. It was a whole lot of operation which demanded much more of our parents than we really cared or thought about. But we had the tuck shop up in the GP room. There was one down the other end. We were like, no, we're going to set up one for our end of the school. So I'm sure we lost money over hand over fist. Anyway, one day, blah, 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 we were selling our wares, Mars bars. The teachers were raiding where we had this food stored. So everyone was just raiding. But anyway, the mad girls hopped over the thingy and just started coming in. It was like we were being looted and we were too soft. We were like, oh God, stop trying to push them out as they were grabbing fistfuls of drumsticks. So we got raided. So it is, you're taking your life in your hands. No. There was, we had to just like, it was like the Batooks. We couldn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
It was like Cain. We couldn't.
No, you couldn't. You're dead
so
right.
So we wrote it off.
There was a little tuck shop in our school. God, I haven't a clue who ran it.
Yeah.
And it never even crossed my mind to ask.
There you go. Maybe it was four industrious Wallies. Just like me and my best friends.
I didn't steal from them, I'll tell you that much.
That is good. Anyway, but back to supermarkets.
So your retail career Yeah. Set you up to talk about this, really. Yeah. We just wanted simply to ask, what's your favourite supermarket? And I knew people would lean in. Mm-hmm. I really knew people would lean in. Aoife Hillard said, it depends on the notions level. Dunn's for payday, bouge, Little for my poverty princess era. Nothing poverty about Little, I'll tell you that much.
Little is my bread and butter. You don't, you take that back, Aoife Hillard, although you did sponsor me for my mini marathon run. So I'm going to say, you stay. Your quote stay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As I was expecting in this response, there are a lot of mentions for the Super Value in Clonakilty, which I have been in and which is stunning.
Oh.
It's a relatively new Super Value. They keep the aisles in order. Yeah. It's lovely.
Please keep your children in check. Keep your aisles in check.
Oh God, here's someone after my own heart.
Go on.
Big Tesco Nace. Lived across the road 10 years ago and nothing else compares to the range of shite.
Then Jennifer says, this is very specific. Tesco's Ballybrack, good variety of coconut yogurts. MD said Dunn's all the way. A Sheridan section. Oh yes, a Nourish outlet. Yes, please. That's what I meant to tell you a few weeks ago. So a couple episodes back, I went to, remember saying I got invited to that fancy lunch? You got invited to it too. That's probably why I got invited. No, that's almost certainly why I got invited. Could you bring, you can bring Esther along, but no, Emer couldn't go. So I went to the fancy lunch, all these like food creator, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so the person who
you met a Sheridan?
Yeah, met a Sheridan. Yeah. Sheridan. So then we got an email saying they had heard the podcast where we mentioned them, and they sent. And I remember in the episode I described him as having a workman's jacket and a scarf.
Oh yeah, very Sheridan's.
And the photo they sent us was
no.
Gulp. She scrolls down. Hello from Mr. Sheridan.
Says, oh my God, that is the cheesiest man I've ever seen.
He works in the cheese space. He's of cheese. And he said that his name is Seamus. Hello, Seamus.
Seamus Sheridan.
Seamus could be Seamus Sheridan. Maybe Sheridan is the stage name, but well, actually, she described him as Mr. Cheese, Seamus Sheridan. So there we go.
Oh, I love it. Hi, Seamus, if you're still listening.
Hello.
Thank you to everyone who got in touch. Lots of love for the supermarkets. And as I said, leading us in to the main event. But before that, a little bit of roast news. Not a huge amount unless you have some, Esther. But no. Someone sent us an Instagram post from Sarah Milliken, who is a very funny British comedian. And she had made a roasty toasty, which is to say she put her roast leftovers into a toasted sandwich and into the toasted sandwich maker. It looked delicious. What caught my eye, though, was she had a cup of what I thought was tea.
Yeah.
And she was like, I like to dip the sandwich. And I was like, whoop. She's dipping the roast sandwich into her tea. It was a cup of gravy.
Ah,
it was a teacup of gravy,
clever.
And she was dipping it in. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, that was good. So that's kind of more of a homely sort of roast burrito.
Yeah. You're
like just putting toast, put in a toasty maker.
Delicious.
Okay, well, maybe it's something we can experiment with in the future.
Yeah.
So, anyway, with all that said, where did we go for our roast experience this week, Emer?
We went Southside. We went to the Dunn's in Cornell's Court.
Behold, we are in the magical land of Cornell's Court.
Aye, this is my first time, I think, ever in Cornell's Court. It's very posh. I, for some reason, thought we were kind of going to Walkinstown or something. I just did not know where Cornell's Court was.
Oh, Emer.
Not that Walkinstown isn't posh, but, like, you know what I mean.
Digging hole. No, Emer. Do you hear what Emer just said? Let's
anyway,
go.
Listen, we are going for a Dunn Stores carvery, and I can't wait.
Dying for
I'm
it.
Excited.
Let's go. Slam.
I'm not really dressed for Cornell's, but where am I? Dirty dress.
Oh,
this is it.
This is like Euro Disney.
I'm so excited.
so many people had gotten in touch to say that their favourite roast is in the Dunn's and Cornell's Court. We were like, what is going on with this Dunn's? And it was a real... I've never been to that Dunn's before, but actually even when we were on the Insta sticker, a few people said the Dunn's and Cornell's Court is amazing. So we went in and it was a real like old school Dunn's cafe. And it had kind of... the Bain-Marie, and it had the setup, and it had loads of different options. And someone had gotten in touch to say there was an amazing meal deal that you could get the main course and the dessert and the drink for something like $14.95. So we were there and we were ready for two courses.
Yeah. We said that.
Had you been there before?
Yes, I have. I've been to, because as you find out later on, the food retail section of it is quite an experience.
No, I had never been there before. Cornell's Court to me was just like a place that exists. So I was just like, I don't know where that is.
Yeah. And we had put it into Google Maps. Amor put it into Google Maps.
Tried to lead us astray.
It did, because there's kind of a decoy Dunn's in the Cornell's Court Village, which is just an off license, I think. So it could, But when we went the back roads, we went up down Westminster Road and Fox Rock and stuff. And it further started the conversation how, you know, Amor used to think there was only like maybe three rich people in Ireland. But actually, in fact, you learn there's multiple loaded
I remember
people.
I was going to visit a friend, and I'm from Kildare and would really have had never had a reason to be in South County Dublin. And I was going to visit a friend in Stillorgan a few years ago and I got a bit lost. I ended up in what probably was Fox Rock, Cornell's Court. I remember driving down these roads, leafy roads of just massive house after massive house and massive house. And I was like, I thought there were like, you know, three or four really rich people.
Bono.
Yeah.
Bono. Enya.
The man who owns RTE. You know, something like that. And I was like, but there are so many. I was so naive and so ignorant. And every time I drive around a place like that where it's just massive house after massive house, and I'm just like, who are these people? What's it like to live like this? What's it like to shop in Cornell's Court Dunn's all the time?
Well, we got a little window into that world and we had a fine time.
We had a blast.
Okay. Roast of the day.
So what's the meal deal?
Yeah, we heard there was a meal deal here. Look at the level of bread they've got stacked. They must do a roaring trade.
We got there a little bit late in the afternoon, which meant we had missed, I think, they had a turkey and ham situation, but all that was left when we got there, and the beef was there, was gone as well, so all that was left I think was ham. And you know, I probably wouldn't have gone for just ham on a normal day, but I was very happy to take it. Mm-hmm. There was roast potatoes, there was lovely roast veg.
Well, it was that the carrots looked kind of like they were glazed.
Yeah,
there was a different vibrancy to this plate that we've not come across in any
and
other.
There was a pea and sweet corn mix that we've never gotten before.
Unusual, quite homely.
Yeah,
we were there for it.
So and then so we got our plates loaded up, but I was very pleased with the plate I was handed. And it was then we were like, oh, someone mentioned a lunch special. Is there a lunch special? Like, this is too good to be true, because we got our plates and then we moved on immediately to the dessert segment.
We scooted along to the left.
Yeah. And I was like, it can't be. It can't be the whole plate of food and the dessert and the drink. My friends, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. We dithered over the desserts. What did you go for?
I went for a vanilla custard slice.
Yes, you did. I went for a coffee slice, but I was dithering over a kind of a pavlova for a while. I was, you know, I was torn. I was very torn, but I do love a coffee slice.
Unusual, because you don't like coffee and tea in real life, but you do like coffee in a dessert. I like coffee in real life, don't like it in a dessert. Get it out of my sight.
Interesting. Yeah, I love a coffee cake, I love a coffee slice, but a cup of coffee, no thanks.
No thank you, throw it in your face.
And then we got to pay. The woman, the lovely woman that I was paying, called me pet.
Yes, and I made a note of this in my notes. She said, and when I went to pay, she went, enjoy that. And I love when they tell you to enjoy that. Yeah. Remember the woman at the halfway house did it? I was like, it's a nice time, thank you. Yeah. Off we go, like two saddos in the middle of the day. But we're delighted, weren't we?
We sat down and we started digging in. It was delightful. Like, I have here roasties, anemic plus chewy, but still fine. Like, I just wasn't expecting, like, a gourmet roast potato in kind of a supermarket cafe. But it was still I still enjoyed it for what it was. You know that theory of gestalt, I think it's called, where, you know, the sum is greater than the sum of its parts or something like that. And that's what this meal was. The whole of it was greater than the sum of its parts.
Because at the first bite of the dessert, I was like, I don't think I'll finish this. I don't think this is for me. Cut to, plate was spinning.
Yeah.
Ate the whole thing. Yeah, licking 5 seconds flat. Yeah. I was licking the plate. It was delicious. And then when we stood up, I realised I'd sat in something. So I was covered in...
in what looked like mashed potato and gravy.
Yeah. But I was just walking around feeling my arse, just like scraping the dry bits of food off. And it was gorgeous. And whoever got to be behind me in Dunn's, you're welcome.
At that stage, things had started to get a little bit upsetting because I had gotten lost in the massive grocery section and had become overwhelmed. And you talked a few weeks ago about one of those butchers that are kind of performing.
Yeah, they're Silence of the Lamb butchers, yeah.
Behind a glass case. And I was like, yeah, I kind of get what she means, but do I? Well, there was four butchers and they each had their own little butcher's block and they were performatively chopping meat up.
Yeah.
And then other men were bringing out more meat and they were just chopping it up. I was like, is this Magic Mike? Are they going to take off their aprons? Like, what's going on?
It was like they were like cast members at Disneyland. They just bring out the butchers, do the shift from three to four.
It was kind of like an art installation. I wouldn't be out of place in the Tate.
It took a photo of someone, of Silence of the Lamb Butchers that I was in on Sunday. And then someone got back to us and said there was a butchers in Australia, Victor Churchill.
Yeah.
Did you see the pictures?
No.
It looks like Logan Roy would shop there. It was ridiculous. It's like, pull a picture there. You have to look at it. Victor okay. Churchill.
Oh, wow.
Look at it.
Oh my God, they've got a kind of a center.
Look at this.
Does it spin? It looks like it spins. Anyone listening now, get out the phone and Google Victor Churchill. Wowzers.
This.
Not for the vegetarians amongst you. But I mean, that middle section there now in Victor Churchill in Melbourne, that doesn't look unlike what I saw in the Dunn's and Cornell's Court. But anyway, there was a nourish section. There was so many glass cases. I got completely disoriented. I was conscious that you were lurking.
I was having a great time.
In the Nevin Maguire homeware section.
I was having a great time looking at different bits of things, looking at the kids section going, why do they make these for grown-ups? Then I was looking at the Carl Henry... well, line, my favourite line. Carl Henry's, well.
I wish there was a question mark, well.
It's the funniest thing. Well, anyway, I'm selling well, Carl.
So anyway, I couldn't find the bread section. I bolted out of there with no bread, but you listen, there was no great loss.
There was no great loss. Actually, I want to say before we left the foodie area as well, as we were exiting in to go and do your little tiny shop and I was wandering around, there was three men just having remember they were sitting there with their little plates of food. They obviously got the meal deal as well with their little desserts in the middle of the plate.
Sausages and chips.
Very cute.
They all had the sausage and chips and then they all had chocolate cake and they were just thrilled with themselves.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, you enjoy that as well. I hope the woman said enjoy that.
There was some elderly couples eating. There was one old man eating alone, which I struggle with.
Aww.
But I'm just in my head, I'm like, he's going home to his wife. She just kicked him out of the house to get a bit of peace for an hour.
Yeah,
he's not going home alone. He's not going home to live alone and cry.
No,
that's okay.
No, not at all. Okay, so anyway, so you got your bits. I wandered around covered in crap and then we exited and let's have a listen to what we thought.
Deep sigh from Emer. Back in the Duke.
Full of a lunch special.
We had a lunch special.
What did we have?
Meal, dessert, drink.
Meal, dessert, drink. You laughed so much. You got sick.
I'm covered in most of that meal now. But we had a good time.
You know the phrase, got sick laughing? That's what happened.
Reader, it actually happened.
Ah, laughing like twits.
Anyway, we better go back and do some work.
Talk about the good value.
That was great value.
Yeah.
So we're back in the N11 now.
We're both shook.
And yeah, I did puke on myself. So does things to a woman. Okay, goodbye. See you back in the studio.
Bye. Yeah, you were just shortly post-puke, but
yeah.
You did well.
Yeah.
And even though you did have a tummy incident in there, would you go back?
Of course I would. Yeah, I would. It was very sweet. It was kind of a sweet vibe to it. I liked it.
Do you know what? If I had a lot of time and I was grocery shopping for a special occasion or something, or like I had people come, I might go to that group. I might drive all the way out there.
Oh, it's a destination Dunn's. It is.
It really is a destination Dunn's.
Yeah.
And maybe pretend I was from nearby in one of those big houses.
Yeah. Be like, oh, the housekeeper's off. I'm just doing this for a bit of fun.
Let's give it potatoes out of potatoes.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting rate, I think, because it is a supermarket. And like I said, you know, the roasties mightn't have been the best, but I still really enjoyed them. I think from looking at my experience as a whole, and that's how we, you know, the roast, the host and the Holy Ghost, I think I would give it a strong 7.1.
Yeah, because it was...
No, let me revise that. I'll give it a 6.9. I'll give it a 6.9 because the stuffing was extremely dry. You actually forgot to get stuffing and then you were like, oh no, I didn't get stuffing. And I was like, do you know what? You're not missing much.
Oh yeah.
It was very cardboardy.
Yeah, I think the experience of the meal there was kind of, it was more a homely, but I think it was such good value and it was, I think it was all good quality ingredients. So I'm going to give it a 7.5 and it's definitely worth the trip out.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think it's worth the trip out and get your bits done. Get yourself a muscle massage machine from Carl Henry's Well while you're there.
Well.
And just
Well. So and many ways to interpret it.
Yeah.
Well.
But I think it's funny. Imagine having the meetings and I support Carl Henry and I want him to everyone to buy all the stuff and have him to have a great life. But in the meetings, what are we going to call it? Well. Well by Carl Henry.
I'd be like, where's the rest of the sentence? Well, I think we're going to call it Well.
Carl, we hope you're making a small fortune.
Yeah. So we've come to the end of another Emer and Esther Sunday Roast with Emer and Esther. If you have any roast recommendations or strong opinions about said roasts, please get in touch on Instagram. We're at Sunday Roast Potatoes there, or you can email us helloroastpotatoes@gmail.com.
And you can also buy us a coffee or a roast dinner if you're feeling very generous at ko-fi.com/Sunday Roast Potatoes.
Sunday Roast Podcast.
Oh, sorry, Sunday Roast Podcast. Yeah, correct.
I get confused myself.
Yes, yeah.
And please subscribe. It really helps the podcast get. What does it do? It helps it get booted up the charts. And leave us 5 stars and a lovely review on Apple Podcasts or indeed wherever you get your podcasts.
You can follow me at Esther Two Names.
And you can follow me at Emer the Screamer. And just to note, next Sunday, there won't be an episode. I'm going abroad to Cardiff to see Beyonce. But we'll be back the following Sunday. Roasts galore. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.